Before church started, Brother Josh, as he often does, asked me what I was preaching about, and I said, comfort. I said, don't you like to be comfortable? And he said, well, yeah, I think everybody does. And so we're going to talk about comfort this afternoon. That's supposed to be a couch. It don't look very good up here on the projector, and it doesn't even look like a comfortable couch, but it's a white couch that I thought the black letters would show up on, so. You know, I think this lesson will go well with what Dad talked about this morning as he talked about what time it is, and it's time for change if that's necessary. And if there's something that you need to do in your life, the time to do that is now. The time is always now. And I think that'll go hand in hand kind of with what I'm going to talk about, is we're going to talk about our comfort zone. You know, a good example of a comfort zone that always comes to mind when I'm thinking about that comes from Matthew chapter 14, when I think about Peter. It says there, but the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, it is a spirit. And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. And he said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. You know, I think about how uncomfortable of a situation that could have been. Watching the water and knowing that you're going to sink if you walk out there. Yet Peter had the courage to do that, to step out of his comfort zone, because what was waiting on the other side? It was Jesus. And that gave him the boldness to step out on the water and do as Jesus said. I don't know, I think that's a really cool story when you think of it in that aspect. So what is a comfort zone? Now these are Zane's definitions. These don't come from any books or anybody who's smarter than me. That's why I can use them so well. A comfort zone is a place, either physically or mentally, that you feel at ease. You know, it can be a self-made mental boundary that keeps you from branching out. And in a lot of ways, your comfort zone will describe you. You know, anyone that knows me knows that I have some pretty big comfort zones that I don't like to mess around with. If you know me, you know I'm a picky eater. And I don't branch out much. And it's going to take a lot to get me to branch out much. If you know me, you know that I don't like going anywhere. I like staying right here at home. You know, a few years ago, my grandparents took us all to Hawaii, and I didn't even want to go. I just assumed stay home. Before that, we went to Orlando, and I told Mom I'd just rather go to Mel's and eat one day. That'd be good enough vacation. I don't like going nowhere. But you know, once I did those things, I enjoyed them. I had fun. And sometimes the best thing to do is just get out of your comfort zone. Just to step out, and once you try that, you know, you might like it. It might not be as scary as you think it's going to be. And that's what keeps us from stepping out so many times, is fear. You know, I've got a story. When Brenton spoke here, it's been about a month back or so, he told a story, and he thought I'd told it here before. I hadn't. But the story goes like this. Me and a couple friends went to a basketball game one time. It was a long ways away. And we got there and we stood outside in line for this game as a general admission. And we talked to these two gentlemen for, I don't know, two and a half hours. And, you know, we talked about all kinds of stuff, mostly sports. And we had a good old time talking with those guys. And as I was standing there, I realized I felt like I need to tell these guys about Jesus. I need to tell them about what I center my life around. And I didn't do it. I didn't say anything. And I'm ashamed of that. I'm ashamed to tell you all that I sat there when I had an opportunity and I didn't do anything. Because I was more comfortable just talking about basketball or talking about the weather. I was more comfortable, so I didn't do it. Sometimes we just need to step outside of our comfort zone, because it's not only better for us, but it's better for somebody else. You know, I have no idea what those guys believe in. I don't know. I've prayed for them since then. I don't even remember what they look like. I don't remember their names or nothing. But I know that me hiding behind my little zone of comfort it might change their life because of that. And I'm ashamed of that. Should you take steps towards leaving your comfort zone? You know, we can talk about peer pressure and a lot of other things that you really shouldn't be branching out and doing, but I think obviously you know what I'm talking about here. You know, things that'll help out. You know, we talk about comfort zones in this, within the service a lot of times, how some people aren't comfortable doing certain things, and I'm not going to sit up here and guess them or list them off. You know what your comfort zones are. You know the things that you should push yourself in. You know, if you don't ever step out of your comfort zone, you will never reach your full potential. If you don't ever step out and try anything, if we never tried anything, we'd still be just like children. And as I said before, sometimes a step outside your comfort zone can not only make a difference in your life, but it can make a difference in someone else's life. In Matthew 5, it says, "You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden underfoot of men. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." God's given us these abilities. It don't take much to tell somebody something that you know about. It don't take much to tell somebody about Christ. He's given us that ability. And if we take our light, if we take our knowledge and we hide it under a bushel, it's good for nothing. We can sit here with all the knowledge in the world, and if we don't share it, what good is it that we know that? It doesn't do us any good. And it definitely doesn't do other people any good. So this afternoon, we're not going to talk for a long time, but we're going to talk about how you can step outside your comfort zone and why I think you should step outside your comfort zone. Just a few points here. The first of that being faith. In Proverbs chapter 16, it says, "He that handleth a matter wisely shall find good, and whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he." It comes down to faith, don't it? You know, if you put your faith in God and you trust in God, He's going to help you do those things. He's going to help you spread God's word. He's going to help you get out of your comfort zone. And whenever you step out, He's going to protect you. He's going to help you to do whatever that task is. The next is fear. You know, we fear so many times the consequences of what might happen if we step outside our comfort zone. I've been scared of green beans for a long time. And we fear what might happen if we step outside that zone. In Mark chapter 8 it says, "For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?" That's what's at stake, is our soul. Maybe it's somebody else's soul. Now, I've thought about that a lot when I didn't share that message with those men. What was at stake? What could have possibly been at stake? Just for me to stay comfortable. Just because it feels better that way. Well, did I fear that they would laugh at me? Did I fear that they would, I don't know. I feared something. You know, we need to have a fear. We need to have not the fear of what will happen if we do it, but the fear of what happens if we don't. If we don't step outside our comfort zone. In Matthew chapter 25, I don't have these verses on the PowerPoint. I'm going to read them off my phone here. Read the parable of the talents. Starting there in verse 14, it says, "For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same, and made them other 5 talents. And likewise, he that had received 2, he also gained another 2. But he that received 1 went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. His Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. He also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, lost my spot. Said, Lord, thou deliverest me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents beside them. His Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. Then he which had received 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art an hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown and gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that is thine. His Lord answered and said unto him, thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sowed not, and gather where I have not strawed. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received mine own with usury. Take therefore the talent from him, and give it unto him which hath 10 talents. For every one that shall be given, and he shall have abundance, but from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. You know, it's a powerful story when you think about it in that context. The fear of what might happen if you don't step outside your comfort zone. You know, I'm sure this man was a lot more comfortable just digging a hole and putting that money in there. You know, he knows right where it's going to be. Whenever his master comes back, I'll just dig it up and I'll give it to him. And when he saw what the other men done, well, he was ashamed about that. He digs it up and he gives it to him, and you know, he says that he was afraid. He's afraid of what would happen if he lost it. And so he just sat on it. We do that so many times. We're afraid of what might happen if we just step outside our comfort zone. You know, we're all on the same team here. No one's going to laugh at you if you try to step outside your comfort zone and don't do well. We're going to try to cheer you on. We don't need to fear what'll happen if we need to fear what'll happen if we don't step outside our comfort zone. We don't need to be afraid of what's going to happen if we do. We're setting ourselves up for failure that way. Luke 13 says, he spake also this parable. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came and sought fruit thereon and found none. Then said he unto the dresser of his vineyard, behold, these 3 years I come seeking fruit on this fig tree, and find none. Cut it down. Why cumbereth it in the ground? And he answering said unto him, Lord, let it alone this year also, till I shall dig about it and dung it. And if it bear fruit, well. And if not, then after that, thou shalt cut it down. You know, this reminds me of what Dad talked about this morning. You know, I'm just going to put these problems off a little longer. And it becomes a little bit longer. If I don't step outside my comfort zone, I will another day. I will tomorrow. Tomorrow you're going to say the same thing and the same thing. You know, the time is limited, as we talked about this morning. And the time to step outside of your comfort zone is now. The time to tell other people about the gospel that maybe you are afraid to tell them about, or afraid of what they might think of you. The time to do that is now, because not only your soul is at stake, but theirs is. Obviously, one thing we need is boldness. This is something that Brother Britt prayed for in his prayer, prayed for boldness. And Philippians says, and many of the brethren in the Lord, waxing confident by my bonds, are much more bold to speak the word without fear. We need to be bold to speak the word. When we see an opportunity, we need to be bold and we need to say it. We've got that ability. Just tell what you know. Timothy says, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Be not therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God. Ephesians says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. You know, these verses started hitting home with me now. It's my job to speak these things boldly. That's my job. That's what I'm supposed to do. And I shied away from it. And we do that so many times in our lives. You know, when I started thinking about those men that we met, I started thinking about some of my close friends who I've never shared the gospel with. Some of the people that are family and friends. And we never step outside of our comfort zone to try and warn them. Lastly, what we need to step outside of our comfort zone, and possibly even more important than boldness, is love. In Luke chapter 10, it says, "And Jesus answering said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise the Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him, and went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence, and gave them to the host, and said unto him, take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. Which now of these 3 thinkest thou was neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? And he said, he that showed mercy on him. Then said Jesus to him, go and do thou likewise. Now, do you think this was a comfortable situation for the Samaritan? It wasn't a comfortable situation. The 2 people who should have been the most comfortable helping this man out was the Levite and the priest. That should have been something that they shouldn't have thought twice about. Yet it was the Samaritan who came and helped this man. He stepped outside of his comfort zone, and not because he feared, not because of boldness, not because of faith, because of love. Because he loved that man. And because he wanted to do the right thing and help somebody out. And so many times, if we just really love someone, we'll step outside our comfort zone to help them. Whatever it is, we may not enjoy what we have to do, but we'll step outside our comfort zone. I'd eat a green bean for any one of you. I really would. We just need to step outside our comfort zone and show our love. And finally this afternoon, why should I step outside my comfort zone? In Romans chapter 12 and verse number 1, it says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. It's reasonable. It's not even fair. It's just reasonable. It's reasonable that we do this. It's reasonable that you step outside your comfort zone. It's reasonable that you try to help somebody in need. It's reasonable. You know, we think about our comfort zone and how we don't like to step outside of it. And like Josh said, everybody likes to be comfortable. I love being comfortable. But you think about Christ. He wasn't comfortable, was he? The whole time he was here on this earth, he suffered. He came from heaven, a place that's more comfortable than anything you can imagine. Any comfort he needs. And every step he took on the cross, he carried it. He became more and more uncomfortable. Physically, emotionally, and spiritually, he became uncomfortable. He didn't like it. We don't like it. But he became uncomfortable for us. And now we're ashamed to tell somebody about Jesus because we're uncomfortable. Philippians chapter 1 says, according to my earnest expectation and my hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness as always, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death. You know, God's going to be glorified. Whether we step outside our comfort zone or not, He will be glorified. He will. I think it's obviously important that we step outside our comfort zone, that we try to tell others about Christ. No matter what your comfort zone is, I don't know what it is, you know.